This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston city leaders have mixed reactions to a ruling by the state's highest court that says black men in Boston may have good reason to flee from police. In the ruling, the Supreme Judicial Court threw out a gun conviction of a man in Boston 5 years ago. It said the man's decision to run from police did not give officers the right to stop him. WBUR's Anindya and Wameka reports.
In its ruling, the state's highest court pointed to data that indicated that black men in Boston are disproportionately stopped by police, and that may cause black men to run from police, to avoid being profiled, and not necessarily to hide guilt.
This legitimizes what we have known is the case. As black folks, what we experience, these things are real. They cannot be summarily dismissed.
Boston City Councilor-at-Large Ayanna Presley says racial profiling and implicit bias exist everywhere, not just within law enforcement. But it's important to address those issues given high-profile police shootings across the country.
If we're truly serious about strengthening the relationship between police and community, we've got no choice but to take this ruling seriously and to implement meaningful reforms.
Some other city leaders agree. City Councilor Tito Jackson calls the court ruling groundbreaking. He says the decision should guide how young men of color are treated in the legal system.
These broad, sweeping stops that allow people to stop individuals in a large geographic area with no other information other than the fact that they're looking for black men in a primarily black neighborhood, that is unacceptable.
But the mayor and the police commissioner say they don't expect the ruling to change how Boston police officers do their jobs. Commissioner Bill Evans says the city's officers do not target people because of their race.
We do a super job out there. We have a low homicide rate. I stand 100% behind what they do. We target the kids who are driving the violence in the neighborhoods that are violent.
Mayor Marty Walsh says police need to be able to carry out their duties.
If they can't pull a car over and take just generally guns out of cars and guns off the streets and potential people who cause harm or going to cause harm, I mean, that's something that I think the public would be up against.
Walsh says, though he's disappointed by the ruling, he plans to review the court's decision to determine the city's next steps. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Zeninjor and Wameka.